Hey guys, it's Tanisha Monet, and you are tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hey guys, so welcome to the first episode of Talks with T, the podcast. I'm so excited to welcome you guys, and I'm so happy to be recording this first episode. Yes, let's clap. If I had some fake claps, I would just play it right now, but I don't. So, anyways, I just want to jump right into episode one. Episode one is called Unapologetically 20-something. So, I know we all know about SZA's album that dropped. It was like, what, 2 years ago? It was like 2-3 years ago. And it was some heat. And she really, like, that song 20-something, like, she really read my whole life and probably a lot of ours. Going through the day-to-day struggles of being 20 years old or in your 20s, between 20 to 29. And just, like, the struggle, but also, it was such a beautiful song. So it was like, are we struggling? but, yeah, so that was, like, my inspiration for this episode. And, like, during that time of my life, I was dealing with a lot of heat, like, relationally, mentally, with school. It was just a lot. And I was like, yo, honestly, in order to introduce this podcast and myself to you guys, like, I need to start off being very transparent about my journey in my 20s. So the first episode is going to be pretty much introducing that. So we're going to go over, like, the 5 steps that I took to be able, and the things that I learned on my journey to being unapologetically 20-something, because, yeah, it's tough, but, you know, being unapologetically 20-something is just living in that truth of whatever you are dealing with, or your triumphs as well as your failures. So that's what I really want to talk about. So let's jump right into it. So number one, if you have a passion and a goal, write it out and put it into action. You are qualified. And so that is really getting really into whatever it is that you want to do and whatever your goals are, right? Don't, like, question yourself or hesitate it too long. One, because as we know that every market is oversaturated and everything that we want to do, there's always someone else out there doing it. And so, you know, for me, that was a struggle for a while, like, with podcasting and choosing a topic and researching my audience and things like that. I had to really tell myself, like, yo, Tanisha, you are qualified. And that's something I want to share with you guys as my listeners. Like, you're qualified. Whatever it is that you want to do or start, you are qualified and do that. Step two, make you a priority. As an empath, being a person that is, like, always considerate of other people, I found it so hard to do this, making myself a priority, which definitely, you know, hindered a lot of my goals, like, being accomplished sooner, because I always put other people ahead of me, and a lot of us have this problem and have this struggle. So making you a priority is the one of the keys to being unapologetically 20-something. Like, it is probably the major key, like DJ Khaled voice, major key, okay? So that's number two. Three, it's okay to feel and fail. Now, this is a gem, because truly feeling sometimes, you know, a lot of us, because there's so many, like, self-help and self-care things out there, we forget to feel. And we forget that it's okay to feel and not to feel like a failure when we are feeling depressed or emotional or whatever it is, or feeling like a failure, you know? I feel like those things are okay. You need to embrace that. You need to embrace and be able to feel. That's another key to being able to be unapologetically 20-something, because in your 20s, you're going to go through something. You're going to go through a lot of something. So being able to feel and fail and knowing that that's okay. And it's okay with me, because I'm real. And I want y'all to be real with me. Definitely, this podcast is geared towards people that are ready to have transparent conversations about things like this. And this is the reason why I feel like this number three, it's okay to feel and fail, is like so important. Number four, be kind to yourself, okay? Be nice to yourself. When you are failing or feeling like a failure, don't beat yourself up. Like, it is so, I mean, in your 20s, we may feel like time is crashing in on us, and especially when you hit the peak of 25. I remember on my 25th birthday, my knees was not even hurting me, okay? The minute I woke up, I had all types of knee pains, and I was like, it is over. Like, I'm officially old, okay? And yeah, like that, at that point, I was like, this is not it. So being kind to yourself, taking care of yourself, doing the things that you love, doing the things that you're passionate about, whether you're making money from it or not, that is what you need to, you know, focus your energy on and hone into in this journey, on the 20-something journey. And last but not least, number five, love hard without expecting people to give you what you give them. Yeah. That was a tough one because it took me a minute to realize that just because I'm giving out a certain energy or a certain type of love doesn't mean it's always going to be reciprocated. But what I did learn is when you are on the journey of 20-something and you're loving yourself, that the love you give yourself, it will automatically go to others. It will automatically be a reflection of you, and it will reflect on others. So definitely that. Like, if you're a lover, give that love. And it's okay if you don't give it back. If you don't get it back, that's cool. Let those people do and be them, and you still be you. So boom, yes. I could say, like, on my journey to 20-something, it brought me some hell. Like, I went through dealing with depression, dealing with college, dealing with a toxic-ass nigga. That, okay? And getting through all of that, you know? I am a full-time student at FIT, and I was working full-time and going through a breakup. And yes, unfortunately, dealing with trifling ass niggas. Okay, so in that process, I have learned to really hone into what's important. And what's important to me is not being so hard on myself and accepting that process and that healing that I'm doing within myself that I'm encouraging all of you guys to do with me. So I really wanted to be able to be a little bit transparent, like, in those things that I've been facing and, you know, sharing that with you guys as my listeners so that we could start this off, start Talks with T the podcast off with some realness, okay? This is the way I want it to be, and this is the way, yes, the flow will be of the podcast from here on out. So I just want to give you guys a heads up to look forward. We will have apparel. Yes. So my idea for the podcast is, like, I'm always coming up with these cool episode names, and I want it to be exciting and fun. So I will be making apparel based on some of my episodes. And sometimes I'll let you guys vote and choose, like, which episodes you want to have apparel or see apparel for. We'll figure that out along the journey. But yes, definitely look out for that. And also, there will be some upcoming events this fall. I will keep you guys posted via social media, Instagram. And also for the next episode, which is episode 2, I am so excited about. We will have a special guest, which is near and dear to me. She is a designer. She is a creator, and she is a near and dear friend to me. Also my business partner, which I love. But she's going to come on the show and talk to you guys about her business and how she made it in the fashion industry and how she is literally trailblazing through as a young woman of color in her 20s. And so I'm so excited for that next episode, and I want you guys to join and tune in. Definitely keep updated with Instagram. That is the platform I use the most. And more than likely, I'm going to branch out and get comfortable with other platforms. But for now, this is what I'm using. So yes. So last but not least, this segment is called Tea Tells. Okay. So Tea Tells is going to be a segment where we talk about one thing that we're proud of and one thing that we're not so proud of. And so I'm going to start off, and next episode, I'm going to ask you guys to join me. So I will definitely post on Instagram and ask you guys to like send me some voice notes about things, one thing that you're proud of and one thing that you're not proud of, and your improvement vow for this week. So let me think. One thing that I am proud of this week that I did, I am proud of my progress with my business. So I started a cleaning service along with my business partner, and I'm so proud of the progress that I've been making and the clients that I've been getting. Like, I decided to quit my job on August the 12th. Yes, August the 12th. And so that is a very monumental day for me because it was very scary to quit my job, but I did, and be able to start a business. And that is one of my things that I'm proud of for this week. Something that I'm not proud of this week is the fact that one day I totally allowed a few trifling people to get under my skin. And so just being able to keep my peace, I'm definitely not proud of that and how I allowed it to affect my week or my day or my productivity. But my improvement vow is to make sure that I am more aware of the way people affect me and to protect my peace. And that's that. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am so excited for what is to come. And I would love to have you join me again. So tune in for Talks with T next week. Next Thursday is going to be live and lit. Later.